USA Radio News.
Joe Biden continued to expand his lead in Pennsylvania, edged ahead in Georgia, and is up in Nevada with the fate of the presidency on the line, and several closely watched states still counting ballots Friday, almost 3 days after polls closed. The unemployment rate is down to 6.9% following the latest jobs report, the Labor Department saying 638,000 jobs were added to the month of October. Analysts were only predicting 530,000 jobs to be added. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow.
Glad the economy's coming back. There's still hardship out there. I get that. When you see 6.9% unemployment down from whatever, 14.5% 6 months ago, America's going back to work. I think our policies have been very sound, and I'm glad folks are going back to work.
Kudlow appearing on CNBC. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra-soft and breathable, and just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito has ordered county elections officials in Pennsylvania to keep separate mail-in ballots that arrived after Election Day. The order came Friday night in response to a plea from the state Republican Party as Democrat Joe Biden inched ahead of President Donald Trump in Pennsylvania in the presidential race. Alito, acting on his own, said that he was motivated in part by the Republicans' assertion that they can't be sure elections officials are complying with guidance issued by Pennsylvania Secretary of State Kathy Buchvar, a Democrat. And the California man sentenced to death for murdering his pregnant wife and their unborn child in 2004 is back in court. Scott Peterson appeared remotely via video from San Quentin Prison. Friday's hearing was part of a legal process which could lead to resentencing or even a whole new trial. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Former astronaut Mark Kelly has defeated Republican Senator Martha McSally in Arizona, securing a critical Democratic victory, according to a projection from several media sources. And drugs win in Oregon. Tim Berg has this special report.
Oregon became the first state in the country to decriminalize possession of hard drugs, including cocaine, heroin, and meth in small quantities. This brings the state's drug laws in step with the world's most lenient countries, including the Netherlands, Switzerland, Portugal, and Czech Republic. Possession will now be treated like a speeding ticket in Oregon, with violators paying a $100 fine and attending a free addiction program. Kevin Sabet is president of Smart Approaches for Marijuana. As far as what this means, he tells Fox News,
it's a great day if you're a drug dealer, and it's a great day if you want to legalize heroin, because that will be the next step. They started with marijuana, now they're doing this, then they're going to legalize all drugs. This basically takes all the teeth out of getting people treatment. This measure doesn't create one treatment bed, even though it was touted as treatment over incarceration. So I think a lot of people thought they were voting for treatment, and I don't want to be putting people in prison and clogging jails, but this doesn't even expunge your record if you want a second chance. It's really a dream for those who are drug dealers and those who want to basically use with impunity, and I think right. That's just a bad move.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jim Taylor.